Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. If you think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
I can kill 2 minutes if you want a story right now. A story happened to me last night.
Regarding?
Well, I can tell you.
Is it anything we've just been talking about related to that?
No, not related to any of that stuff. But if you ever need need 2 minutes killed, I know at this time of day, a lot of times it's like, hey, what's going on in life?
No, we're on time, but we're sure.
Okay.
Go ahead. You might as well.
Now I'm intrigued.
Well, last night, I was going to pick up my coffee, as I always do for the following morning.
Right.
I mean, how are you supposed to sleep if you don't have your coffee?
That is right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Now I'm confused. Anyway, so I'm going to pick up my coffee.
That's a joke. You say last night.
Right. For this morning.
Most people at night don't go pick up coffee.
You're right. So that's why I'm a weird person. But I pick it up for the morning. But yes, you're right. That is funny.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm on my way to the Dunkin' Donuts, where I always go, I see a couple cars like sort of stop dead in their tracks. And I see one pickup truck like kind of turn around. I'm like, what's going on here? So I realize all these people are looking and there is this dog who appears to maybe have been hit by a car or something because he's limping. One leg is just kind of, he's walking on three
That's
legs,
horrible.
But the other leg is kind of like hanging, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what's going on? So I ask you, I'm like, is that your dog? Like, no, we just saw it there, blah, blah, blah. So no one kind of knows what to do. So I end up saying, well, I don't know what to do either, but I'll call the non-emergency police number. So I called the non-emergency police. I say, hey, you know, we got this dog here. It looks like it might have been hit by a car. I don't know. Meanwhile, the dog is, like, moving very fast on the three good legs, ends up going across the street, and I think he's going to get away. Then he just kind of lies down. Long story short, the police say, yeah, we'll be there a couple minutes. Can you hang around and wait? I'm like, sure. Everybody else leaves, so now it's just me and the dog across the street laying in a field. I'm like,
okay, you're looking at each other.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if the dog realized I was there. I think this dog's like, what are all these people looking at? But anyway, so
It's a wolf.
Don't get ahead of me. Couple minutes later.
Yeah, I saw it.
No.
I didn't see it. I don't know where it's going.
Wait.
I know, I'm waiting for it, though.
The three-legged coyote?
Couple minutes later, the police don't actually come, but they called me back.
Okay,
and they said, hey, where are you at again? I'm like, this location. And they said, oh, yeah, you know what? That is not a dog. That is a coyote.
There you go.
He's been hanging out in that neighborhood with that limp leg for like a month.
Right.
And I said, he's moving around pretty well. They're like, yeah, he's gotten a lot better. Like,
right,
he looks really
be fine. Right.
But they're like, I understand he looks like a dog because he didn't really have a coat. Like, I don't know if he was mangy or didn't. Like, he had no.
As coyotes tend to be, they really aren't known for their coats.
Well, normally you could tell it's a coyote because it has like a bushier tail.
Not every coyote is like in those cat food commercials and dog food commercials.
Right. Well, this looked like, this looked like sort of like a, if you were going to do a Disney cartoon with like a street dog that lives in an alley. Who's not doing so great, skinny.
This is no Lady and the Tramp.
Right, this was that dog, but it turns out it was a coyote. But anyway, the point is, apparently he's been hanging out in that neighborhood for a month with his broken leg, but he's totally fine.
And in true fashion, Animal Control hasn't come. Because I've tried to call Animal Control 65 times in my life, and every single time I call, there's either no answer or they say, we don't do that.
Right,
and all of them involve animals, which is really weird to me.
I was thinking that maybe the police would then, get us in touch or get in touch themselves with Animal Control, but that never came up. It was just the cops calling back and saying, leave him alone. He's fine. He's now, kind of like a neighborhood fixture now, apparently.
Until it eats somebody's small dog.
Well, maybe the dogs can outrun him because he's got the bum wheel.
One of those, I just don't understand. I see Animal Control on TV, but never in real life.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, we know exactly where he is. He's been there for months, but we're not going to go get him.
I was talking with somebody about Animal Control over the weekend. They had a dead skunk in their yard.
Oh.
And they're like, we called Animal Control. They're like, nah, we don't do that. If it was in the street, we'd do it. But it's because it's in your yard and private property, that's your job.
Wow.
And then they, that was it.
Well, you got to kick it out somehow.
I go, why don't you just put it in the street?
Right, exactly. Well, if you're going to go to that trouble, you're just going to throw it in the garbage.
Right.
You know when you ask people those questions, like when they have like restrictions, you're like, oh, well, what if I told you it was in the street right now? And they're like,
you just told me
it was.
Yeah, I know.
And they wanted to charge me $30 a day for the kittens that I found in my yard.
Right.
I said, what if I just dropped them off in a box and knocked on the door of your hospital and ran? Well, then we take them for free.
Right.
Oh, okay. Our phone lines are red hot. This is the hottest they've been since February.
Yeah. Well, with the number of cases we've had, people are out there.
Sure. Case number is way high. Testing is way high. Deaths are way down. Mm-hmm. Reportedly, it's evolving and mutating. Maybe we'll call Dr. Kevin Most.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe we'll put Melissa on the phone with him.
Ooh.
And he can, you know, run her, like, give her a free consult.
Oh, sure.
Or something. Or maybe he'll charge her. I don't know.
Right.
You know what? You know if he'll charge her, there's no way Melissa's getting on the phone.
Yeah, she's
gonna way too cheap.
Talk
she's like,
to my
nope,
agent.
Not doing that. Hi, Maria.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
You tested positive.
I did, yes. Huh?
Okay. How long ago would this have been?
It was about April.
Okay, April. All right, so back when it was a little more, you know, I don't know what the word is. The symptoms were a little more prevalent, it seemed.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, Maria, what we're going to ask you for is the top three that we normally do at this time. Are you familiar with the Eric in the Morning list?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to ask you for the top three symptoms you had while you were positive, okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I can sense your enthusiasm. All right.
Well, she's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. In at number three, Maria, symptom number three.
It was the breathing issues.
Breathing issues. Okay.
Okay. Breathing
a common issues. One.
That
very
was a
common.
Very common one.
Yep.
Symptom number two.
Loss of smell.
Loss of smell.
Oh.
Also another common one. I don't know if Melissa's had either one of those. She didn't really say.
She's, yeah, don't
she
know.
Looks like, other than just the fever, which is now gone, that she was fine. But she sent a video of her getting the test, Maria.
Really?
And she's like, you can post the video of the test. I'm like, no one wants to see that.
I kind of know.
It's not a fun experience.
Yeah.
I feel like
Yuck.
They take a piece of your brain every time they
oh,
do it.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. It it's looked like they were taking a piece of her brain. And I can never unsee that. And I hope she never does that to me again. And finally, in at number one, Maria, your number one COVID-19 symptom was?
Loss of taste.
Loss of taste. Yep.
That was horrible. That was horrible. It took a long time for that to come back.
I know. You want, all you want is a cinnamon bun, and you can't taste anything.
Yeah.
Can't
wow.
smell it, can't taste it.
Crazy. It's crazy. But I noticed you didn't include fever on there.
I never got a fever, though. Like, I mean, I did get, like, 99-point or, like, 100-point, but it never got to, like, an actual fever.
Right, right. But the taste, the loss of taste, that's the one that really got you, huh?
Yeah, and I honestly know a lot of people who did get COVID, and they had no symptoms. I mean, I was one of the rare, I think, cases that was really bad.
Right.
But a lot of people I know didn't have any symptoms. They were asymptomatic.
Were you hospitalized at all?
No, but I did need to get a nebulizer treatment.
Oh, okay.
That's all the right. breathing.
Yeah, that is the breathing.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Maria, you've been a big help. Hold on just a second. Our top three, what do we have for Maria?
We have a $100 gift certificate to Osteria Viestato.
For getting COVID, you win a gift certificate.
Yeah, hey, exactly.
Isn't it worth it?
Look at that.
Yeah, paid off for you big.
I don't know. Let's suppose you're an NBA player and you're like, man, I could go for some wings and some naked girls. Where do I go? So this happened, right, Webb?
This happened. This was Lou Williams of the L.A. Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
So he left the NBA bubble and excused absence because he had to attend a viewing of the father of a friend who had passed away.
Gotcha.
So after he leaves the viewing, he goes over to the Magic City Strip Club.
Oh, that's the good one.
To enjoy some wings. And in fact, a rapper friend of his named Jack Harlow even posted a picture of Williams, who granted did have his mask on while he was at the strip club, I believe with the plate of wings in front of him.
Supposedly, he's got some kind of involvement with these wings, too, I heard. Like, he's an investor. He's like, these are the best wings ever.
Well, that's possible.
Only available
because
at the strip club.
That's possible because after this all came out, so the picture was posted, then Harlow deleted it, then he said, oh, sorry, that was an old picture. I just
right,
missed
right.
my friend.
Yeah. Right. Ooh, we weren't there, I swear. Right. We were wearing masks back in 2018.
Right, exactly.
That's an old picture.
Right, so it turns out it wasn't an old picture, and Williams that had to come clean, but he says, hey, everybody knows that is my favorite restaurant.
Right.
He tweeted out, ain't nobody partying, chill out, LOL. And one old NBA player, Kendrick Perkins, went at him on Twitter saying, it's sad a longtime veteran player can't be as mature as some of the rookies and follow the rules. Williams tweeted back at him, he should shut up.
Ha. Ooh, okay, yeah.
Anyway, Williams is now quarantined and will miss his team's first game.
So Lou Williams is like, listen, I only went there. It's not really a strip club. It's a restaurant to me.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I didn't go there for the dancing girls. I went there for the wings.
Yep. He said this is his
with
favorite
a side
restaurant.
Of dancing girls.
Well, babe, I mean, if you get that, it's a bonus, but you're there for the
right,
wings.
Yeah. Right. I was there for the wings. So please, no judging.
There
right.
are unexpected places to get really good food.
Oh, for sure.
But
yeah. I told you the story before when I lived in Denver, there was a strip club there. that had a lunchtime buffet.
Uh-huh.
And if you drove by, you would see senior citizen buses pull up.
What?
I bet.
Buses like from the senior citizen facility.
Yeah, yeah. Like
the shuttles. Buffet was like, you know, lobster and all this stuff. And it was like $2.99.
Sure. Well, they make their money elsewhere.
So you see, you know, grandma and grandpa go rolling into the strip club for the buffet.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
It was unbelievable. And I'm actually kind of surprised from this story that the NBA didn't squash it.
Well, maybe they couldn't. You know, social media, word travels fast.
Yeah.
I think you can only squash what you know about.
Now I really
the
want
NBA is very powerful.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that one turns out. That is probably one of the more embarrassing places to pick up COVID.
Hey, he loves the wings.
Just eating wings at the strip club. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who has seen the biggest ring? Demi Lovato's engagement ring is worth at least $2.5 million and is at least 10 carats.
Beautiful.
It's the size of her knuckle. And maybe you're wearing it. Maybe your friend wears one that's huge. Maybe you saw one on a woman at a store. I don't know. Or maybe your sister has one, Nicole.
She does. Well, I should say she did. She got divorced.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It was 10 carats.
10 carats. Like, much like Demi Lovato's, they say, is 10
exactly.
carats.
Exactly. Same cut, and it had diamonds on the side as well. They were each, I think they were 2 carats each.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Wow.
She needed a crane for that thing.
You say she had it from the time that she was married previously. That leads me to believe that she had to give it back?
Exactly.
Oh. It wasn't hers? I kind of think, you know, you can get a ring, it's yours.
Well, you know, I don't know. People with prenups, I don't know.
Yeah. I know, divorces.
Judge Judy.
I think if you're giving away a 10-carat diamond engagement ring, you probably... there's some legality involved there in getting it back if things don't work out.
Well, don't give it out if you don't want to give it.
And there you have it. 312-233-1019. There's a line for everything, Viola.
Hi,
Scott.
You. Yeah, hey, morning.
The biggest engagement ring you've ever seen.
Hey, I was an expat in Israel for Motorola, and I went shopping for my fiance's ring, and I went with a woman who's married to one of the richest men in Israel. Her ring was bigger than my thumbnail, and not only was it that huge, but the quality of the diamond, okay? Mm. It wasn't one of those nasty colors,
right.
You know, one of those with pits, that it just exuded FU money.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's nice money.
No idea the size of it? Something like that would have to be 20, right?
I have no clue, but I was just like, my God, you need a second person to carry that around for you.
Oh, man. And an armed security team.
Yeah.
For sure.
That is insane. Guess what?
Max Eric is an actor most well known for his roles on The Young and the Restless and American Princess.
Oh.
Is that paying that well?
Probably not. So he's either A, got family money, or B, Demi kicked in.
Yeah, she's like, I want this.
That may be.
Demi kicked in. Which soap opera is he on?
Young and the Restless.
By the way, did you watch Bold and the Beautiful?
I have watched 2 episodes.
Was there more making out with mannequins and blow-up dolls?
I saw similar making out to the ones I reviewed yesterday, yeah.
Will there be another review coming up?
I can give you one.
Later on. Today's secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll that has something to do with one of Violetta's favorite performers of all time. She's built a shrine to her in her bedroom.
Really?
I'm talking about Chrissy Teigen / Teigen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do love her.
Chrissy Teigen / Teigen, who took to Twitter yesterday to ask a question that we just asked 10 people off the air. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
How old are you, Ashley?
I'm 26.
26. So without being overly personal, Ashley, do you have any piercings?
I do.
You do? And anything that you can share on a family-friendly show?
Yeah, all I have is just a single ear piercing, and I technically still have my belly button pierced, but don't use a ring. But that's
okay. Me too. Same thing.
Now, everybody went through that phase when they were 16.
Ashley,
exactly.
The question that Chrissy Teigen / Teigen was asking, we're going to ask you, how old is too old for a nose ring?
Oh, my God.
I think like 45 is just pushing it.
45.
Okay.
So you say you can get yourself a nose piercing all the way up until 45, but after 45, you really should pull back.
Yeah, because I think maybe if you're going through one of those like midlife crises, think maybe 30 to 40. Some people do some crazy things, a tattoo maybe or something.
Right,
but
they lose their mind at, 37.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. So you say 45 is too old. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Have a great day. There she is. Appreciate the help.
Okay.
Wow.
Because Chrissy Teigen asked Twitter if she's too old for a nose piercing and said, please be honest. A few hours after asking Twitter, actress Kerry Washington replied to Teigen, telling her that age shouldn't hold anyone back from experimenting with piercings. Ultimately, the next day, Chrissy revealed on both Twitter and Instagram that she opted to get a few piercings along her left ear rather than on her nose.
Yeah, I saw those. She put a bunch of little studs going all the way up her ear.
Right. She went to L.A. and tattoo piercing studio Body Electric Tattoo. Isn't that where you got your stuff, Whip?
Yeah, they're the best people. Only nothing but the best.
All right, now, we just asked 10 people off the air, including Ashley. How old is too old for a nose piercing? We got all their answers, and we averaged them out. What was the average age from our 10 completely random callers that said, here's your cutoff age for a nose ring? Whip?
35.
Violetta?
18.
18? All right. Get 18? It in. By the time you're done with high school, get that in or you're done.
18?
So many people did it in high school.
33 was the average.
I went over. I lost.
Which is interesting because do you know how old Chrissy Teigen / Teigen is?
37?
34.
Oh, my God.
She seems older to me.
She does.
She strikes me
even
as
though she doesn't
older.
Seem mature, just older.
Feels like she's been around forever. 312-233-1019. In a study, they found that the majority of Americans say spontaneous adventures are the best part of summer. And in this the summer of what age, you had 5 adventures that made summer truly memorable, on average. The average person says the best summer of their life was what age, Shane?
Let's say 23.
23.
Oh. Okay.
No. Too old.
Too old, okay. Makes sense.
The best summer of your life, Gina.
14?
Exactly right.
Wow.
When you were 14, you killed it at summer.
Yeah, you just crushed freshman year.
Yeah.
You're one of the big dogs now.
Living the dream at the age of 14. The summer of 14 was unbelievable. Do you remember yours, Gina?
Not really.
Yeah, well, trust me, it was awesome. The average person had the best summer of their life at the age of 14 and had 5 adventures to make that summer truly memorable. The most common activities respondents are looking to recreate from their youth were hanging out with friends, bonfires, and camping in the woods.
Oh, no.
Other summer classic adults want to return to are swimming in the pool, family vacations, and reunions. 87% of adults are hoping to give their kids a summer like the ones they enjoy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's also another big day that I think probably Dr. Kevin Most is wearing the T-shirt for. You ready for this?
Yes.
Today is World Hepatitis Day.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep, that's a good day. World Hepatitis Day. What are the odds Dr. Kevin Most has a T-shirt?
100%.
All right, let's say hello to him. Dr. Kevin Most, the Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine at Central DuPage Hospital. Hey, Dr. Most.
Good morning, Eric. How are you guys doing?
Great. Happy World Hepatitis Day to you.
Yeah, thanks. Make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we're glad that you joined us, and we're going to get to a very special guest with you here in just a moment. But before we do that, why don't we get an update from you, the world around us as we know it, vaccines in our future, the rise in cases of COVID with deaths going down. Where do we stand from your perspective?
Yeah, we're at a really interesting point right now. You know, you have the very optimistic looking forward of the vaccine with the the phase 3 just started yesterday with 15,000 people, and we'll have 30,000 by the end of the week for, this is just the one company, that's for the Moderna one. Mm-hmm. The AstraZeneca will have another probably 30,000, so plenty of opportunities here in Chicago if you want to participate in those vaccine trials, and we'll soon start to hear that. The concerning stuff is our numbers. When you start to look at the numbers of individuals that are starting to test positive, we're really starting to see that 10 to 19-year-old group to really start to increase quite a bit, as well as the under 29. So we're starting to see more positive cases, but less hospitalizations and less deaths. So we're starting to impact a bigger portion of the population that is the non-vulnerable part, which is concerning.
Any thoughts on the stories that you see about the virus mutating from the standpoint of it's still very infectious, but the symptoms that people are getting are much, much less than they were, say, 4 months ago?
Yeah, it's exactly what we're seeing. So that mutation that we discussed earlier, you know, the mutation has allowed it to become more contagious, so we're starting to see it spread a lot easier, but we're not seeing... And people say, well, maybe you just went through the entire population of the vulnerable, and there's nowhere near we hit all those. You know, there's still plenty of people with asthma, diabetes, hypertension that did not get this illness. So we're starting to see that this new strain doesn't appear to be as virulent, but certainly is certain to be much more contagious.
And they say, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, take us down the right path on this one, that the symptoms, how to be symptomatic or how to discover if you're symptomatic during this are changing. You know, in the initial stages, it was fever, cough, shortness of breath, loss of taste, etc. But now symptoms are all over the board, that having one of those doesn't necessarily mean that you have it. Is that right?
Correct. You know, it's almost like a what symptoms don't, you know, right. COVID doesn't cause. So it definitely is one of concern. You know, the loss of taste or smell is certainly one that's kind of very interesting for that specifically. But the rest of them are so, you know, generic. If anybody was outside this weekend for any amount of time, mm-hmm. you probably have muscle aches. You probably have, you know, some fatigue, and you probably would have tested positive for a fever if you were outside and came in it right after being out. So, you know, we're really starting to look at the ability to try to capture the asymptomatic ones, because the symptomatic ones are all over the board.
I had a hard time breathing, but it was pollen and mold.
Right.
That happens.
Allergies.
Is yeah. Pretty good.
All right. So yep. Now let us welcome our special guest, our very own Melissa, who had a fever of 100 degrees and called here to the station, and the station went into a full shutdown mode.
Right.
And everybody went crazy and lost their minds, but that's how, you know, it's the world we live in now, Doc. And
yep.
So Melissa has been going through the process. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
And how are things?
Getting better. Not 100%, but I'm much, much better today.
Now, from a standpoint, Dr. Most is on with us. Why don't you explain to him what you had?
Okay, that'd be great. Dr. Most, on Saturday, I started having severe, pardon the word, diarrhea.
Oh, God. Okay. I didn't know that.
Sorry.
But I do
and,
now.
That's okay.
It was
no,
about
it's really
every...
not. For you. You're the doctor. I'm a guy trying to run a radio show. It might be all right for you, Dr. Most.
Oh, we got to know it all.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got to be honest here. So it was about every 20 minutes all day and ran into Saturday, but I stopped eating because I had nausea and stomach cramping. So, you know, that kind of tapered off a little bit. But by Sunday night, I had a fever of 100 at about 9:30. And, yeah, and I had chills and some body aches and ongoing stomach cramps, and things weren't just going very well. So mm-hmm. I got a little nervous and wasn't sure about the right thing to do. So I called work and said, what do I do? Is this? And I didn't know 100 if that was like where that teetered. So what do you think about all that?
Well, interesting. You know, if we really, a fever of 100 is really not really a fever. We really look at 100.5. is usually the definition that we're going to use for a fever. And again, it's
okay.
going to come down to the accuracy of the thermometer that you have as well. And what you're having right now is the exact things that we're concerned about. You might have just had a bad stomach flu. You might have had some bad food.
Sushi.
But you also have symptoms that are comparable with COVID. So we definitely would have tested you or at least recommended that you had a test.
Okay, so, you know, it was just a little concerning. Not that I thought I necessarily had anything, but it's like, what do you do about this? You know, because when it comes to, like, work and that kind of thing, you're like, do I just go ahead and go in with a temperature of 100? Do I say something? Do I not say something? And then you run into those questions about the best way to handle it.
Yeah. Well, and also the other symptoms you had are, you know, probably even more concerning about being contagious as well. So, you had both that you had to worry about. Mm-hmm. So did you get tested?
I did. I got tested yesterday.
I've never heard anybody so happy. I did. I was it was great. I'd go again today.
I was so happy to just get it done.
But the problem becomes, Dr. Most, she was tested, but it's like, you know, another 5 to 7 days if on the short end of getting results, which is what a lot of people are seeing. And then, you know, it shuts everything down for 5 to 7 days just to wait around and see. What would you suggest is the best way to go about something like that?
You know, that's probably one of the biggest frustrations that we have right now. The state lab is overwhelmed. A lot of commercial labs are overwhelmed to a point where some people are waiting 10, 12, 14 days to get the results. And when you hit that point, the result that you get is worthless, because what we really want to do is know if you're contagious. So really, hopefully you had it done through your doctor's office who has the test run at a hospital. You know, our test turnaround time at Central DuPage is 24 to 48 hours.
Beautiful.
Because we have capability of doing that versus some of the commercial labs, like I said, are going, you know, they're going like 10 days before they're getting results back.
Yeah. Sometimes, they're long.
Yeah.
So do you have an opening, Dr. Most?
Okay.
Well, this is one of those questions. It's like, well, how long do you want to have off? You know, or empty?
Can you make it take longer?
We're talking about 3/4 of our staff.
Right. I would like it to last to 6 months,
well,
if you can.
Well, I've got a trip planned, right. so if I can, you know, hide that under the umbrella of.
Yeah.
Seeing more and more of that. All right, so what? It's just from your perspective, Dr. Most, just a wait and see. What do you think? If you were a gambling man,
if I was a gambling man, I would bet that it's going to be negative. I would bet that it was a viral gastroenteritis kind of stomach issue, especially if that is cleared up quickly. I would say stay away from dairy products. Go with clear liquids right now. And if your fever is gone for 3 days, then you're pretty much clear to come back.
Aha. All right.
No more yogurt, Melissa.
Yeah, stay off the ice cream. That's the advice of the good doctor. All right. Hold on, Melissa. Dr. Most, we appreciate your time. And moving forward, we just keep staying the course. Is that what you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep staying the course right now. And maybe, you know, in the week or so, we'll talk about school opening, because I know that there's a lot of concerns with parents as far as what to do about that,
right.
I think it'd be worth a good discussion.
Right. A lot of plans in place, or a lot of plans coming about in place. That's a good idea. We should talk about that next week and develop at least some kind of working idea of the best way to go about it, okay?
Yeah, and people then at least have all the data and they know what's going on. So I'd be more than happy to do that. I think it's important to get that word out.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Most. Have a great day.
You got to take care, guys.
See ya. There he is right there, celebrating World Hepatitis Day.
Right. Sounds like a party was underway.
Right.
And gastro.
They're just putting up the decorations now. Tidbit Tuesday rolls on the mix. Okay. A couple of stories you might not have heard about. Catch you off guard. Like Katy Perry.
Oh. What happened to her?
Another delay of the new album, Smile.
You're kidding.
Yeah, we're never getting it.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on with that.
I think it's related to the baby.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Well, I got to believe that it's done, but
maybe she's having second thoughts. I heard when people are pregnant, they like second guess themselves a lot.
You think that's what it is?
Maybe she doesn't want to compete with Taylor.
Here's what she said. Welp. That's what she wrote. Welp. I hate to throw this bad news at you like a pie in the face, but if there's anything 2020 taught me, it's to not get too attached to plans and be malleable.
Sure.
Due to unavoidable production delays, my album, #Smile, will now be released weeks later on August 28th.
Okay.
Sad face.
Oh, well.
Hmm.
No production delays.
Okay, at least she gave us a new date, not leaving it up in the air.
Somebody's not getting paid. Get ready for 2 new meteor showers this week.
Oh, I love meteor showers.
Yeah, so then you can get engaged under them, like that one couple that got all the press for getting engaged under the comet. You saw that one, right?
Yeah.
That picture. AccuWeather notes that your best chance for the celestial double feature would be Tuesday night with prime viewing after 1 a.m. So, Whip, we're going to need you to get up and watch that.
No problem. I'll check out the new music club and check out the sky.
Oh, that's perfect. That comes out at 2:22 in the morning.
Exactly.
Yep. The celestial double feature Tuesday night, 1 a.m. Speaking of a double feature, world's most identical twins plan to get pregnant at the same time by their shared boyfriend. Good for you.
Shared boyfriend?
Yeah. that's nice.
What?
When you say the world's most identical, like they look more alike than other identical twins?
That's how I'd read it.
Okay.
Australian twins Anna and Lucy appeared on Monday's This Morning, that's in Australia, where they explained to a baffled Ruth Langsford and Eamon Holmes, those must be the hosts, why they want to have a baby at the same time. The 34-year-old sisters, who had always had separate boyfriends before, now share a boyfriend, Ben Byrne. Lucky guy.
Yeah.
In the past, we had separate boyfriends, but Ben accepts us for who we are. It's been equal from day one, and there is no jealousy. If he kisses Anna, he kisses me right after, says Lucy.
Oh, God.
That's sweet. Good old Ben.
No.
That's really sweet.
How do you share a boyfriend with your sister?
It's a twin sister. Practically the same. A coronavirus mask has an LED screen.
Oh.
You know, coronavirus masks have become a whole new thing now. It's a whole new fashion trend.
Why not? Everybody needs one.
You can't go out and not have your mask paired with what you're wearing. Have you seen, like, Nancy Pelosi? She's got about 50,000 of them. They all match whatever color she's wearing.
Yeah, smart.
The Verge says fashion designer Chelsea Klukos has created a coronavirus mask with an LED screen. The matrix screen is controlled by an app. People can display custom texts and drawings on their face mask.
It's incredible. This has been going on for so long that we're at this point.
A battery and charging cord are included. Most people are posting social distancing messages on the mask, like, stand back and 6 feet. The mask will cost you $95.
Okay, like N95.
There you have it. It's an LED screen. You wear it over your face, unlike what Ninja Warriors do. Ninja wears coronavirus mask over his privates. Yeah.
Okay.
A former Ninja Warrior recently walked the streets of Oxford, England, wearing nothing but a coronavirus mask over his privates. Tim Sheaf is from Connecticut, of course he is, and has competed in 3 American Ninja Warrior competitions. Oh, so he's not exactly a ninja. He's a ninja warrior on TV.
Yeah, I was thinking of Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, that would be weird, too. Yeah. Tim had nothing covering his butt and says he wore the coronavirus mask to mock local mask laws.
Oh.
You know, earlier Whip was telling us about the coyote, the 3-legged coyote that he ran into yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was a dog. Turns out it's a coyote who's been hanging out in the neighborhood for a month.
By the way, did you take a picture?
I did not. I should have. You know what? Apparently he's around. I'm going to go look for him again today.
All right. Are you sure it's a coyote, not a fox?
That's what the police told me, is a coyote.
She left the doggy door open for her pet, but something else got in. She is Julie Laughlin of Greensboro, North Carolina, was in bed Sunday night when she saw a fox slip into her home from the patio through the doggy door meant for her 9-year-old beagle, Duchess.
Duchess.
She said the fox came into her room, right up onto her bed, and latched onto her foot.
Latched on, like, biting?
Yep. After prying the animal off, she held onto it as she called 911. Good fox, good fox. During the call, she told the dispatcher, right on my bed, I've got my hand around his neck. That'd be the fox, not anybody else. She held onto the animal for 12 minutes until police arrived, broke down her patio door, and removed the fox. It turns out, yes, the fox has rabies. And Laughlin is now getting a series of shots, including the rabies vaccine.
Oh, no.
Dwayne Johnson reveals he almost starred in a Willy Wonka remake.
Rebate.
you get your money back if you don't like it. The 48-year-old actor revealed a fun story on his Instagram about the iconic role for the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that he was considered for by director Tim Burton.
So Johnny Depp ended up doing that, right?
I believe that is right.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a weird fit.
Would you have liked Dwayne The Rock Johnson more than Johnny Depp on that?
No.
I think Johnny Depp was pretty much perfect because he's such a weirdo.
Creepy. Yeah, just like Willy Wonka.
And elsewhere around the celebrity world, as we wrap up Tidbit Tuesday, Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks are now Greek citizens.
Yeah. Why we all are talking about it, I don't know.
Because they're Greek citizens.
No, I know, but
they're
like...
They're America's sweethearts, and they've become Greek citizens.
But so they're not American citizens? I mean, you do both, right?
Well, hang on. Rita Wilson, who is partially of Greek descent, and her husband, Tom, are now officially Greek citizens. Okay. The country's prime minister, who I can't pronounce, I need my Greek friends here to pronounce his name, announced Sunday that the celebrity couple had received citizenship, posting an Instagram photo of them holding their new Greek passports along the prime minister and his wife. Wilson, who's 63, and Hanks, who's 64, have long owned a home on the Greek island of Antiparos. Am I saying that right? People reported earlier this month that the couple had arrived in Greece to celebrate Tom's birthday. I'm guessing they have dual citizenship.
I would think so. You're not renouncing your Americanness.
I don't think she's going all Greek.
No.
Although he could be a Greek god. Eric in the Morning podcast brought to you by our lovely friends at ComEd Powering Lives. ComEd will never come to your home or business or ask you for your account info or demand immediate payment, but scammers will. You think you've been the victim of an energy scam, please visit ComEd.com/scam alert for more information. ComEd Powering Lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.